This is Robert. Lionite.com. That's not a Lionite.com. That's a Lionite.com. I thought I'd do a little, point out some positives from the Michigan game. Yes, there were actual positives. We did score 65 points, even though we lost. But I want to look at the positives going forward for our last three games. Number one, and I don't understand why this isn't being talked about more from message boards to writers to bloggers to anywhere, but I haven't seen it discussed anywhere. How good Nathan Chielhouse has been the last 3 weeks. His numbers are stunning. I wrote them down here. 43 for 66 passing for 65% completion. 9 touchdowns, no interceptions. It's 176 yards per game completion passing. He's also got 264 yards on the ground on 48 carries, average of 5.5 yards per carry. Another touchdown there, running for 88 yards per game. So he's throwing for 176, running for 88, 10 touchdowns, no interceptions. And I'm not sure why we're not talking about this. I think he's locked up Big Ten Freshman of the Year, which I think would be Illinois' third. I think Simeon shared the award for Freshman of the Year, and I believe Aurelius Ben was Freshman of the Year. And he's definitely our third. So I'm not sure why we're not talking about it, because he's been really good. He has taken the step up. I mean, that pass on, what was it? We had a holding call, went to second and 20, and he had a 22-yard little slant kind of seam route to Faison. I mean, he hasn't made that throw all year. They haven't even tempted to that. So it shows me they're opening up the playbook. He's doing more each week. And, I mean, come on, people. 10 touchdowns, no interceptions. 9 through the air, 1 on the ground. That's really, really impressive. Number 2 positive, even though the defense played their worst game in years, was getting interceptions. The 3 interceptions really helped. A 4th would have helped had Terry Hawthorne deflected the ball. You know, comes off of his arm. All it has to do is deflect down or maybe deflect back toward Tavon Wilson and the game's over. That's how football goes sometimes. But getting the 3 interceptions, getting pressure, was really good to see. You know, that's kind of how this defense is designed to force turnovers. And if we can keep that up in a game where we're not giving up yards, then that's going to help us greatly. Third positive is the freshman on offense. If you look at, I was trying to think of another Illini offense that had this much freshman contribution in the last like 25 years. And I can't come up with one. You basically have you have freshman quarterback, you have a freshman fullback, you have freshman tight end, and you have 2 freshmen in the regular rotation. You know, when Jenkins went out of the game, it looked like Lankford was his full replacement, and Lankford was one running the Jenkins-like routes, and including that great, 40-yard touchdown. So you have Lankford out there. You got Malines returning kickoffs plus playing receiver. You know, that's a lot of freshman contribution for an offense that's playing really well right now. And, keep this rolling and get the line together next year. These kids are only sophomores. So that's really good to see, really encouraging for the future that it seems as though probably Zook's lowest ranked recruiting class, has 4 or 5 guys that are making an instant impact as true freshmen. Not even looking at the defense and talking about Jonathan Brown, but Brandon Denmark. But it's good to see. It's good to have freshmen this involved and playing this well, and I'm hoping for a lot more of that this weekend. So those are 3 positives from that awful game, and let's go get bowl eligible this weekend. Go Illini.